Environmental and industry advocates are taking issue with one point in a wide-ranging energy bill Governor Daniel Malloy plans to sign into law. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the measure makes big changes to rooftop solar and a policy called net metering.
Net metering lets customers with rooftop solar panels earn credits for extra power they make. Think of it like running your meter backwards. Utilities historically opposed the idea, saying it overcompensates rooftop solar customers and passes hidden costs onto other customers. Under the new law, rooftop solar customers would have the option of selling some or all of their power at a rate to be set by state regulators. Chris Phelps, State Director of Environment Connecticut, says that could hamstring new rooftop solar developments.
You're going to sell all your electricity back to United Illuminating or Eversource at a rate well below the retail rate, and then buy it back from them at the retail rate. That doesn't make a lot of sense economically.
The Department of Energy and Environmental Protection supports the bill. A spokesperson says some new and all existing customers are grandfathered under old net metering rules. But Stephen Lassiter with the Alliance for Solar Choice, a group of solar installers, says the measure makes rooftop solar's future uncertain.
It could negatively impact residents' ability to go solar in Connecticut. And you could see less solar energy in Connecticut in the future, unfortunately.
Meanwhile, on Wednesday, California regulators voted to require rooftop solar panels for all new homes built in that state. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.